Ho. Today, the current OC takes a look at some hot items in case you're doing some last minute shopping. Ho.
Plus, we're talking OC hoops as the winter sports season up and running.
It's these stories and some more, and it all starts now on the current OC. Ho.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to this festive edition of the Current OC. I'm Elijah Watson.
And I'm Madison Dwyer. It's good to be here.
Winter break is just around the corner, but that won't stop us from showing off the top stories of the week.
It sure won't.
And a little reindeer told me that we may have a special surprise for Mr. Fox at the end of our show.
Very exciting. So, Eli, with the holidays here, are you expecting any gifts?
Sadly not. This will be my third year in a row on the naughty list.
Tough to hear. But for those who did make it on Santa's nice list, Taylor Mulford shares what she learned is topping their wish list this season.
Hi, my name is Taylor Mulford, reporting from the Current OC. Today we went around on a few stores in Asbury exploring what their best Christmas sellers are. Let's see what they have in store.
Our first destination is Staten's.
What is your best Christmas gift seller?
Well, here at Staten's, we have over 80 different vendors, so there's a million and one different unique items here that you can find. For the person that has everything, you'd find something truly special. One of our number one sellers this holiday season is always our lanterns. There's all different types of scenes on them. It's kind of like the new traditional snow globe. Some of them have music, and one of my favorite things to do when I get home from work is turn my lanterns on, and it just looks beautiful at night, and to hear some lively little tunes and just sit back and relax.
We continue on our route, landing at Starbucks. What is their best-selling Christmas drink?
The peppermint mocha latte. What's in it? Peppermint and mocha and milk and espresso shots.
We like the sugar cookie almond milk latte.
It's good.
You know, I might take one of these peppermint mochas. I'm Taylor Mulford, reporting from the Current OC.
Thank you very much, Taylor. So, Eli, which one was your favorite item?
You know, I really loved those lamps. They were so enlightening. Get it? Because enlightening the lamps.
Please, no puns, Eli. It is my first show.
Okay. But it is time to hop into something we're all familiar with, the holiday door decorating contest. The battle for bragging rights is up for the grabs, the teachers and the staff, and they've gone all out to make it feel festive all around the school.
Season's greetings,
or is it, Mr. Rainier? Someone called Big Don for security. Looks like we have a Grinch in the building. As you can see, the staff takes this very seriously. Oh, how cool. Is that an appearance from Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Lots of love for the birds in the English hallway, even though they've been anything but special for the last few weeks. Let's hope Kelce Claus can deliver some cool gifts and to win this season. Let's hope everyone is smiling this holiday season. The winner of the door decorating contest will get some gift cards, and the best department wins a free breakfast. We also talked to some teachers about their motivations for the contest.
So our hallway theme is Philadelphia. A lot of teachers were going with sports-oriented doors, and a couple of us are more maybe art-affiliated souls. So we went with a mural. It goes back to Keith Haring's mural, which is very recognizable. Students know it, and you know, we want to incorporate the idea of graffiti in Philadelphia.
So this year, being my first holiday season in charge of the Wellness Center, I really wanted my door to represent mental health and wellness. The holidays can be a very difficult time for some people, and I wanted my door to kind of show that and remind people of the real meaning of the holiday season and some people that might be struggling throughout this holiday season.
Plenty of holiday spirit on the stage at the second annual holiday dance show. 65 students under the direction of Miss Morrison kicked up their heels and entertained the community, dancing to some of their favorite holiday hits and more. The show featured 20 members of the Ocean City Dance Team and included several performances. Just another great show by Mrs. Morrison and her talented group of dancers. Looks like a lot of fun. Now, it's time for something that's very near and dear to my heart. Fortnite.
I'm sure it is, Madison. Everybody knows Fortnite. You've either played it, heard of it, or watched uncomfortably as a child did some weird dance you didn't understand.
Fortnite's been a hit since its release in 2017.
Recently, though, Fortnite held an event where they went all the way back to the OG version of the game, drawing in the most amount of players it's ever had.
DJ Schwartz and Ryan Baldwin are here to ask the students what they just thought of it.
Have you ever played Fortnite? Well, if you don't already know,
OG Fortnite is back. Friday, November 3rd, Fortnite went back to the old nostalgic ways we know. Today, I'm going around the halls interviewing students on their opinions of OG Fortnite. What was your favorite part about OG Fortnite?
Winning.
Probably the fact that it was on mobile made it a lot easier.
I really liked the nostalgic aspect of the game and really brought me back to the 2018 era of Fortnite, which I really love.
I just loved landing Salty again.
I'm a big fan of Tilted Towers. Just being able to return and see the old map again was pretty cool.
The OG Fortnite craze was insane, with over 45 million users logging onto the game on the first day, and all those players accumulated over 100 million hours of play. Many players had to wait 30 minutes just to even play the game.
You're talking about land together.
I'm landing at LeBron James' house, bro.
Just wait. Don't push solo. Don't push solo.
Got one.
Okay. Let's go!
What makes OG Fortnite different?
Probably all the mechanics.
Nostalgia.
I would never lose.
Definitely the people playing. I'm not very good, so the 7-year-olds that were kind of beating me up, it was kind of disappointing to see.
Well, my favorite part of OG Fortnite was being able to land Pleasant Park again. Well, that's it for me. I'm DJ Schwartz with the Kern OC. Back to you guys.
You know, I think I speak for both of us when I say, nice.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear from the esports people. They're always so busy gaming, I never get to hear from them.
Well, it's time to hop into a different kind of sport, one that doesn't involve gaming chairs and keyboards. Take it away, Steve.
Hey, thanks, guys. Ocean City basketball is back in full swing. The regular season tipped off last week for both the boys and girls squads. Leading the girls is first-year head coach Trish Henry, while coach John Bruno is back for his 35th season. How about this big win for Bruno and the boys? Dylan Schlater buries this three-pointer in overtime to give OC a 56-55 win over San Augustine. OC trailed by 21 points in the third quarter before storming back for the victory. With more on this year's hoop season, here's Ryan Baldwin.
As the winter sports season approaches, the boys and girls basketball teams have promising seasons. The boys are going to be led by seniors Dylan Schlatter and Corey Segich, while the girls will be led by senior McKenna Chisholm and junior Madeline Adamson. The girls add a new coach, Coach Henry, as they look to win another sectional title. We caught up with both teams of what we should expect from this season.
What's the number one goal for the team this year?
To make a far playoff run.
Definitely to get better every day of practice, every game, and to keep winning and to advance into March.
It's always go as far as we can, states, playoffs, win the Cal, any of that. Yeah.
Play as a team, play at a high level, hopefully, you know, make it far. I mean, we want to win a state championship as a senior, so that's the main goal.
What excites you most about this season?
I'm just looking forward to playing. You know, it's a fun sport. Just getting out here, playing every day.
We got a great team here. We got a lot of good players, and I think that we can make a very long run, and you know, possibly win states. We got a lot of grinders, so that's all that matters.
I'm really excited to see how this is going to play out. I think we have a really talented group of girls, and I think we can go really far.
The new coaching staff.
I'm excited to win games.
Probably just improve as a team.
To cheer on my teammates.
Spending time with McKenna.
Spending time with my best friends, Allie and Charlotte.
How do you think the season will play out?
I think it'll play out well. You know, we have a good schedule.
We're going to do pretty good. We're hoping to exceed some expectations and take down some rivals.
I think it'll go pretty good. I think we got a good team, solid all around.
And hopefully make it far.
Raider Nation, you better show out this season. This is Ryan Baldwin reporting from the Kern OC. Throw it back to you guys.
Ocean City football looks to have a new spin on the season next year as high school football in South Jersey is changing divisions for each region. Here's a look at the new divisional foes in Ocean City will face. OC will renew their rivalry with Hamilton this upcoming year while having some other tough matchups against teams like Atlantic City and Holy Spirit. We caught up with Coach Smith to see if he likes the changes.
schedule is fair. I think it's challenging. Our division is going to be difficult, but at the same time, we're grouped up with schools that I think that we've had some success against, and they've had some success against us, so it's a pretty good mix between challenging teams and teams we should feel fairly confident against. The best part, though, is we're playing almost all local teams, so we're going to have an opportunity to play against some traditional rivals and maybe get a better fan base out to those games, so it should be a good year.
Of course. Over break, good luck to all of our winter sports teams that are competing. And watch out for that Eagles-Giants matchup on Christmas Day. The Birds need to bounce back after three straight losses. That's sports. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, for a theater kid like myself, it's always fun to dip your toes in the world of sports and learn about things you never knew before.
Okay. Enough about your toes, Eli. It's time to talk about the weather.
That's a fair point, Madison. And you know, with Christmas right here, I'm hoping for some snow.
I wouldn't hold your breath, but that's enough speculation. We have Yakub Klimchak here to bring us the weather.
So tell us, what's the weather looking like, Kuba? Will I be making snow angels, or will Mother Nature continue to disappoint?
Well, Eli, I would love to answer that question. But I know as soon as I'm going to answer the question, everyone's going to click off, and we kind of really need the views. So let's take a quick look at our current conditions right now. We have 46 degrees, and it's the last day of fall. Tomorrow, the winter solstice starts, and we have a barometer of 30. Now you might be asking, Kuba, what's barometer? Well, it's something about atmospheric pressure. What it means for the weather, I don't have any idea. They don't pay me enough. Anyway, with our regional temperatures, we have everything in the low 40s, except Cape May, which, of course, you know, they just have to be different. Taking a look at our tides over here, we can see that the high tide will be 4 feet. I don't really know what they want me to say for these, honestly. But time to answer the real question. Will it snow? Overcast and scattered clouds.
Well, thanks a lot, Kuba. That was very impressive.
So, Kuba, are you expecting any specific gifts this year?
Depends how much Santa has been watching me.
Well, that's good to hear, but do you hear that sound? Oh, it's the sound of another fantastically fanatic Fast Five interview. This time we're going to everyone's favorite, Mrs. Cathcart. Take it away, Kira.
Today we are with Mrs. Cathcart to answer some Fast Five questions. What is your go-to outfit for winter?
I would say she's pretty comfy in the winter, and I go with sweatpants, always sneakers. Leather, Hokas, now I'm on all clouds, platform sneakers, and a hoodie, or sometimes jeans and Doc Martens.
Do you have when you were in high school?
I'm going to date myself a little bit, and I worked at a movie rental store, which was amazing because then I got to watch movies for free.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Probably Naples, Florida. We have a condo down there now, and scoot down when we can, and I look forward to retiring down there in 6 months, one day, for tax benefits, and living there on Mr. Kaplan.
So, you're very well known for winning in pickleball tournaments. How do you prepare for those?
Very offended you would ask that, Kira. It's all natural. There is no preparation. Just jump in.
And lastly, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, before we get to movies, my favorite Christmas song is by Wham, Last Christmas. Maybe Student Council could play for us. And I really don't have a favorite movie, but my least favorite movie is The Grinch Stole Christmas, because it upsets me when people steal, whether it be The Grinch in Whoville or people steal in Ocean City High School. Stealing shouldn't happen, especially around the holidays.
I agree. This has been Kira Riley reporting for the Current OC.
Well, we don't have enough time for that surprise for Mr. Fox. Better luck next time, buddy. But that'll do it for us on this ho-ho holiday special edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content at visiting oc-tv.org.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching.
And we now leave you with the sights and sounds from the recent Christmas parade on Asbury.